Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. As promised, Tim Staples in studio with us this hour for another hour of open forum. So those of you who have waited on the line, we are going to get to you. And those of you who were thinking about calling, I'll tell you now, there are two lines open. Perfect time to get in the queue to ask Tim your question. 888-318-7884 is that number. 888-318-7884. And I'm only going to give that number one more time because then we got to give out the other number. Part of this hour has to be spent raising funds in order to be able to keep doing this for the next 3 months. That's how it works around here. And so the number to call to speak with Tim, the line that comes right here into the studio, 888-318-7884. Now on to the fundraising number, and then we will get to some calls. That number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Once again, this hour, we have two matches. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for anyone who pledges in any amount to keep us going around here. And then a second match is added on to that one for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. Any new monthly pledge essentially gets matched twice. I don't even know why I said essentially, because it just gets matched twice. 888-291-8000. There are 13 lines open. 17 of our colleagues are at their phones. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, a world-traveling speaker, father of seven, and the author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Cy Kellett. I'm getting good news out there in the hallway that we had a pretty decent first hour. Is that true?
You know, I think we're back to average.
Back to average. All right.
Like, it feels really good. We're back to average.
Well, let's pick it up, folks. You know what? I got to tell you, I was just answering emails and lots of questions coming in. And a lot of them, Chris Check, have to do with the moral law. I don't know why that would be.
But it's the news.
But you know what's exciting, though? It's exciting when you answer the questions and then you get the email back and they say, thank you for the clarity that you've just presented. And the blessing is that we as Catholics have that clarity. In fact, Cy Kellett and I just did a podcast about that. It was one of the things that led me to the Catholic faith was the incredible clarity with which the Magisterium of the Catholic Church has proclaimed 10 commandments, all 10 of them. We don't send Moses back up the mountain to negotiate. We simply teach them as they are. And folks, you know what? When they hear, they are elated. And I was as well when I got the good news concerning the moral law, as well as the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. And folks, that's why we need y'all to help us right now by picking up the phone and calling 888-291-8000 right now. And folks, we need, we talked about this before, Cy Kellett. We've had a couple of not so good drives here, the last two, and we've got to make up ground. We want to make this match and we want to take it beyond and make up for those last two drives. And I'm excited because I think we will. Call 888-291-8000. And can I go back to what I said yesterday? We need some folks. I know there's somebody out there that can give $20,000. I really believe that. Can you call in 888-291-8000? And I know we've got one or two that can give $10,000. How about that $5,000? And I think we have multiple folks that can give that $1,000 gift at 888-291-8000. Folks, people need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. By the way, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365 as well. And folks, don't forget, are we still tripling monthly donations?
Well, it's double match. So yes, essentially, it's triple. Yeah.
Folks, if you call and give $25 a month right now, that's not just $300. That's $900.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, what a deal! You folks, pick up the phone. I know some of you've been thinking about it. Well, you know, I should. Maybe you thought about it last drive, and you thought about it two drives ago. Well, now's the time, 888-291-8000. And remember, don't let the devil tell you that your $25 gift is not needed. It absolutely is. That's our life's blood here. Don't let the devil tell you that $10 a month gift, that $25 a month, that's our life's blood.
888-291-8000. Also in studio with us, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Tim. You guys are doing a great job. I'm so grateful to you, and I'm so grateful to everyone who has called in to make a gift or a pledge, especially those monthly pledgers, my friends, because as Tim said, those gifts are effectively tripled. Now, Tim said $25 becomes $75, but what I want to say is $100 a month becomes $300 a month.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I know there are people, like you said, Tim, who can do $1,000 a year. That's great. Just make it $1,200. Just do $100 a month, make it $1,200, and you join our Society 315, you join our President's Club, you get our magazine.
So if they give $100 a month, that's $3,600.
Yeah, it's good that we've got a Catholic apologist here to do that
math for us.
Si.
That's actually arithmetic, but yeah, okay.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Si, Tim, I love Radio Drive because, as you said, Si, at the beginning of the hour, the whole staff is on the phones right now, and it looks like we've got 11 lines open here, my friends. Did I do that correctly?
Or is it 11 lines open?
Yeah, we have 11 lines open, so please call. But it's a joy for me because it's an opportunity for me. Every single time I do Radio Drive, I always hear a magnificent story. I just want to come share this story with you.
Okay.
I got a call from a fellow named Derek in Michigan, and he and his wife, they were Protestants. They were serious. They were serious Protestants. He said, about 18 months ago, you know what I did? I started reading books. And I just thought, he says, you got to be careful what books you read.
Yeah.
He said, I started reading books, and then I started listening to Catholic Answers Live. And he says, you guys are instrumental in my conversion. We are coming into the church. We're an RCIA. We're coming to the church, the Easter Vigil. Derek, his wife, and their two children in Michigan. And it's because of Catholic Answers Live. Here's the thing, my friends. If I said to you, if you wrote a check for $100 a month and a family became a Catholic, you would say, that is a bargain. That is a great deal. But I can tell you, with $100 a month, we're going to get more than just one family. Because, and then I'll shut up, Si, I promise.
I wasn't trying to get you to shut up.
Okay, I know, but 888-291-8000. But listen, because my friends, it's not just, and this is what I want to drive home, it isn't just Tim and his immense knowledge and talent and skill and size, talent, skill, and charm, and love of the caller. It is, yes, those things. But we have a staff here, the entire staff, the men and women behind this glass, and the ladies in customer service. We have a whole magnificent all-in staff here. And when you invest, when you make that $100 a month gift or $50 a month or whatever it is that you can do, you're supporting that whole staff, and it is the combined effort of that Catholic Answers family that is reaching so many people.
Yeah.
And we're delivering great content here, but what we want to do is we want to reach more people. Tim, what I want to do, I want to get more people in the great Donna Barrick's marketing department so that we can reach more people.
Amen.
So my friends, if you want more Derek's and his family to come into the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil, and you want Catholic Answers to be part of that, and if you're listening to this show, the answer to that question is, do I want that? The answer is yes. You do.
Yeah.
You do. Well, yes. In fact, you're obliged to desire that as a Catholic and to work for it.
Amen.
888-291-8000. I have the staff that will deliver. Please support us. Please be generous.
Amen.
Chris, it's wonderful that for people to hear that you're on the phones taking those calls, because it really is a whole staff effort. It's a lot of fun here for us, but it's also a time when we know we're dependent on. So maybe you'll get Chris, say hello when you call 888-291-8000. Before you go, Chris, I want to read you a little message from Gloria.
Gloria
in Michigan gave $5,000, and she said, thank you.
Beautiful.
I love the flannel panel. You guys should do a funding effort with a flannel panel vibe, attire, and jokes.
I knew that was going to make you happy. This is a woman with impeccable taste. Let me say one more thing, and I'll be quiet. You give us any level of gift, you get Catholic Answers Magazine free, delivered to your home. Free.
Yeah.
I got a card here from a girl.
Wait, let me just say something first. Chris Check saying, let me just say one more thing and then I'll be quiet, is the same as Tim Staples saying, this is the last point I want to make.
Okay, well, so I've known Tim now for more than a decade, so I think I got that. But I got this letter from a beautiful woman named Anna, who's in college right now, and she says, I thank you so much for your magazine. The reason I reverted to Catholicism is because the articles in your magazine, they are written by super talented apologetics superheroes.
Wow, that is great.
This is wonderful. So folks, support the super talented superheroes. And by the way, none of these apologists think of themselves in that way at all. They're ordinary guys.
No, Trent does.
All right, yes.
Except for Trent.
888-291-8000. Support Catholic Answers. Folks, we can't do this without you. You're bringing people in the Catholic Church. Please help us.
Thank you so much, Chris. Back to the phones we go, but I'll tell you right now, 16 lines open. That means we really need those calls.
Amen.
And once again, I'll just say this, and then I will go to the lines. We do need those callers because the recurring folks have been coming in great for us today. We need some calls from folks who can do those larger pledges, 5, maybe 10,000. Tim has the guts to say 20,000, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,500. If you can be in those larger numbers, if that's the blessings that you have in your life, and you would share, it would mean
and
a
you
great
know,
deal
Si,
for us.
I've got to say this, brother, that folks don't realize this economy is killing our small donors. This economy right now, the inflation and such, and I get it. I know I've got 7 kids, and our food bill is so large now. We're pinching pennies in the Staples household.
Well, you're still letting all 7 of them eat, though.
That's true.
We've talked about this, Tim.
I'm only letting them eat every other day. No, I'm kidding. But, folks, seriously, you need to step up. Maybe if you've been given $25 a month, if you could just double it, if you can do that, you step up to the plate, double that. If you're given $10 a month, make it 20. If you're given 25, make it 50. If you're given 50, make it 75 or 100. That would be enormous. And that's considered a new gift, and you'll get that sucker basically tripled.
Amen, brother.
Right? I mean, thanks be to God for those folks who have put up the money for us, the matching funds. That is such a blessing. So please, folks, we need you now. We got 15 open lines at 888-291-8000.
Back to the phones we go. Lily in North Dakota listening on Catholic.com. That is our website. Lily, thank you for the call. Are you there with us?
Yep.
Hello. Hi, Lily. Is it cold in North Dakota right now?
Yeah.
How old are you, Lily?
I'm 12 years old.
Well, we're very grateful for your call. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Staples.
My question is, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Let the dead bury their dead," in Luke 9, verse 60, and Matthew 8, verse 22, because burying the dead is a corporal work of mercy?
Yes, very good, Lily. But Jesus is there speaking metaphorically. He's calling, remember, because the context there in Luke 9 is some men came up to him and said, "Lord, we want to follow you wherever you go." And so Jesus challenges them. He first says, "Birds have nests, right? Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man doesn't even have a place to lay his head." Notice the response. He's challenging them. "Oh, do you want to follow me? Are you sure? Because I don't even have a house, and if you follow me, that might be waiting for you." He challenges them to real commitment, right? And then another one says, "You know, I want to follow you, but first let me bury my father." That's the context, right? And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me." That is extraordinary. And by the way, the next fellow that comes who says the same thing, "I want to follow you, but first let me go back and say goodbye to the folks at the house," right? His family. And he says, "No man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven." So notice, 3 different men, and Jesus answers them with a challenge. And by the way, in that third one, scripture scholars believe Jesus is referring back to the calling of Elisha in the Old Testament when he was called by Elijah. Because remember, he said those words to Elijah, and Elijah said, "Okay, yeah, you go ahead, take care of it." And he had a bunch of oxen. He gave to his family, killed them, cooked them, and all of that to take care of his family before he followed Elijah, right? But Jesus, see, and here's the key here, Lily. Jesus is challenging these men in ways that no prophet had ever challenged before. "You don't put anything before me." And this is a revelation, Lily, that they're looking at God here. God is calling them. Jesus was fully man, but he was also fully God. He's saying, you leave everything and follow me. And that includes family, if necessary. God must come first. That's a radical message. And no doubt, everybody that heard him were saying, no man has ever spoken like this before. Does that make sense, Lily? In other words, he's saying, you leave everything and follow me. And then, see, here's the good part, though, Lily. When you do that, remember Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the things you have need of will be added unto you. I always say, look, when that man commits and says, yeah, Jesus, I'm leaving, I'm following. You know what Jesus probably did? Now, this isn't in the Bible, Lily, but he said, okay, go ahead and bury your father now, all right? Now that I know that you are willing to give everything and follow me. And so, Lily, remember that in your life, for the rest of your life, you put God first and you will never lose. And on Judgment Day, you're going to win for all eternity.
Lily, we have to leave it there because, as you have probably heard, Lily, we also have to raise some money today. So, but thank you very much for the call. You're always welcome here. As more questions come up, give another call. Right now, we are more than halfway through and not even close to halfway fully funded. We're more than halfway through our 6 hours of pledge drive. During those hours, we never use a whole hour. We always continue to take calls like Lily's call because that's what we're here to do. That's our vocation, so to speak, as an apostolate. But we rely on you to be able to do that.
Yes.
And we're relying on you right now to help us. First of all, meet our hourly match this hour. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. The closer we can come to meeting it, maybe if we can get over it, then we will be that much closer to being fully funded for the next 3 months. The number to do that, 888-291-8000. Make a pledge in any amount, and it's doubled by a very generous donor up to $20,000. 888-291-8000. But maybe you can make a recurring pledge. If you can make a recurring pledge of $10, $20, $25, maybe you could do $50, maybe you could do $100. If you can do a recurring pledge, there is a second match we have. I don't know if it will be available tomorrow because it was $40,000, and I know we're getting close to using it up. But today, for the rest of this hour anyway, we have an additional match for any recurring pledge, 888-291-8000. We have 15 of our colleagues on the lines right now. They're waiting for your calls. They're not doing what they normally do these hours. They're waiting for you. 15 of them ready to go. 5 of them have a call on right now. So 10 lines wide open.
Come on. Please,
and I'm telling you, any amount will help us now.
Amen.
You call and make a $5 pledge. Make a $10 pledge. Maybe you could do a $5 or $10 monthly.
Amen.
If you can do more than that, we need it. But every pledge welcome right now, 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, I was talking yesterday about how when we do this broadcast, this goes all over the world. And we have atheists, agnostics, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, you name it. They're listening. And my wife told me when I got home that during that hour, there was a Satanist who was on typing onto
on YouTube
in the chat.
Oh,
yeah. Because my wife always is on the chat there. And there was a Satanist. And I was like, praise God.
Satanists. That's
right. We want love more. It. But, you know, that is the beauty of what we do here. We reach so many souls, people that, you know, the average Catholic is not going to necessarily be able to reach. Father, a priest is not, you know, your average Satanist isn't going to be coming to Mass on Sunday. But they hear the word here. And my friends, we see them convert, come to Jesus in his one holy Catholic and apostolic faith by the thousands. Folks, as Chris Check said earlier, what would you pay for that? There's not enough money in the world that would pay for that. And yet, we can give $25 and we can go a long way towards supporting. In fact, you do support exactly that. Folks, I'm Can you tell I'm kind of excited here, Si? But the bottom line is we need your help right now because, again, we are just not even close to meeting our match. And remember, we want to go beyond just meeting the match. We're going to make up for our last couple of drives that were very slow. And understandably so, given the economy that we have, we get it. And we are so appreciative for everyone who gives. But we need more of you now. And I know there are some folks right now, you have not given. And as Si Kellett said, it broke my heart. A couple of drives ago, we found out that our per tower givers has dropped from 16 down to 13. 13 per tower. Folks, if we can get that back up to 16 per tower, you be the one in your tower right now that's going to help us take it up. All right, that number. 888-291-8000. We need that $20,000 gift. We need that one person out there that can give that $20,000 or $10,000. Can you do that? How about $5,000? I think we've got more than one person out there that can give $5,000. We've got 10 people that could give $1,000. And I know we have a whole lot. We have an army that can give that $10 a month or that $25 a month, which is our breadbasket. Can you pick up your phone right now, folks? 888-291-8000. We've got four open lines right now. 888-291-8000.
As we've been saying, folks are coming through with those recurring gifts, and then there are some who have been able to come in at the $1,000 level, as we've been asking, because we need both in order to make it. Christina in New York, more than $1,000. Matt in Nebraska, more than $1,000. Tony in Florida and David in Kentucky, both at $1,200. George in Georgia at more than $1,000. Mary in Nebraska, $1,200. Thank you all. It's helping. We're getting closer and closer to meeting the match for this hour. And then if we can exceed the match, we can be well on our way to having a good day tomorrow and maybe get all the way to fully funded, which is not something we've done in a while here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. If you're thinking about coming in as a recurring donor and you think, you know what, I think I could do the $10 a month level, $20 a month level. When you're a recurring donor here at Catholic Answers, you are a member of something we call Society 315. And we have a new colleague here at Catholic Answers who has been a wonderful colleague thus far. Her name is Michelle. And Michelle joins us now to tell us about that because you're responsible. Is that right, Michelle?
I am.
For Society 315?
I am. Praise the lead God. For Society.
Are you the one who sent me a coupon for 30% off the other day?
30% off for the book. That's right. Yeah. For Heart of the Gospel. Yeah. That was one of the perks of being in the Society.
Well, we tell us a little bit about the Society and encourage people to become recurring monthly.
Sure, absolutely. Society 315 is our monthly giving club. You can join for as little as $10 a month. And when you join, you get a welcome kit, which includes this T-shirt.
And, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, the T-shirt. A perpetual 20% coupon at shop.catholic.com.
Beautiful.
And a Catholic.com sticker for your car. And it also entitles you to messages that I send out at least once a month with usually behind-the-scenes information. So, like you just said, the book preview, lectures that we record locally, podcast previews is another one that we've been sending out. Lots of perks.
Praise God.
And all you got to do is, as long as you're making $10 a month recurring donation, You're a member of Society 315.
That's right.
Don't forget to mention the car magnet. People love
the car magnet. The Catholic.com car magnet.
Right. Exactly. So one extra benefit of that, if you do it during the pledge drive, mm-hmm. is your money's getting tripled
mm-hmm.
right now.
That's right.
So you make that $10 a month pledge, mm-hmm. we're getting $30.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Or the $100 a month pledge. Becomes Amen. Three. Yep.
That's incredible.
So I guess the basic idea is that if you're going to support us, you're going to be kind of a family member here. We want to provide you with content that mm-hmm. lets you go out into the world and
That's
share
right.
the good news.
That's right. So we hope people will share the content that we send to them. So the book preview of Heart of the Gospel, for example, hopefully people will share that with their friends and their family. We'll share the lectures that we send out, anything to help spread the word.
I remember you also sent me a lecture by this guy, right?
Yeah, that
Tim
guy
Circles,
right there.
The Eucharist. I got a Eucharist mm-hmm. lecture.
Yep. All right.
So I'm no dope. I joined Society 315. I'm not dumb because I knew all this good stuff was going to be coming.
You knew all the good stuff.
888-291-8000 is the place to go to call to make your pledge. But you can make a pledge online yourself. It will all go to the same place, and you will be a Society 315 member. Catholic Answers CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And then when we do stuff like maybe we're on the road somewhere or mm-hmm. here at the conference, we'll have special get-togethers with Society 215.
Yeah, so there's special receptions just for Society members where we can meet and greet. I hope to have the opportunity to let Society members find each other in metropolitan areas in the future, maybe a little ambassador club. That's one of my ideas that I'd like to launch.
Point, you yeah. know, David, he does yeah. a lot of stuff here, but hiring you was a very smart move.
Amen.
He did a smart thing, didn't
I like
he?
To think so, too.
Michelle, thank you very, very much.
Thanks,
We're really grateful for you.
God bless
First of all,
you.
Being on the staff and also coming in here.
Thank you.
We got four lines open.
All right.
We have a long way to go to be fully funded. It takes $225,000 a quarter to run this program, the podcasts, the internet outreach we do, the TikTok, that's the one everybody complains about. But you know what? We're sharing the Catholic faith there because you support us. Let's fill up those lines as we go to this break. We'll come back and we'll just answer some questions because I know we've asked you a lot for your support. Call now, and then we'll get some questions on the line when we come back. 888-291-8000.
Praise God.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum. Tim Staples is our guest. Lots of great questions coming up. I know that because I checked the call screening sheet. They are great questions, and I'm sure great callers. Tim Staples, a great apologist. And open forum means open to anyone on anything. And one of the reasons we do so many open forums is, well, for one, we get a lot of feedback from people that they really like just listening while all different types of questions are answered. But it's really great when you get people who are like, and this happens quite well. If you listen to the show, you know, they'll say, I just started listening. I didn't know that there was the show. And I've always wondered about this, or I want to know about that. And sometimes you hear from those people a year or two later, sometimes 7 years later, and they say, I don't know if you remember me, I called and I asked this, and now I'm in the Catholic Church. So,
Si, how many times have we had it happen? I'm thinking of particular people that are now friends of mine. They used to be Protestant ministers, and now they start listening to us, and then after months or sometimes a year, they call. Then I end up going out to lunch with them and then going and visiting, and now they're Catholic. I mean, folks, if y'all could see what we see, I guarantee you we wouldn't have any open lines right now. Wow. You'd be calling because we have folks, big name people, I can't tell you who their names are, that will call in. Some that I'm talking with even now. I'm thinking of some names of folks that I can't say yet. All right?
And I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're either considering the Catholic faith or they've come in recently.
Or they've come in and they don't want folks to know yet and that sort of thing. Folks, it happens all the time. But folks, you know what? This is not cliche. We go away without y'all. That's it. This is the way, you know, some people have big sugar daddies that give them whatever, you know, big figure gifts.
Right,
we don't get that. Folks, our bread and butter, we're not kidding, is the $25 a month giver right now. And with the match that we can triple, oh my goodness, 888-291-8000. Call right now and give that $25 a month. That's our bread and butter. But I'm telling you, we need right now, because we're not even close to reaching our match. We need to get some big donors. We really do. Folks, we need that $20,000 gift right now, or that I know there's somebody that can give $10,000 right now. Call 888-291-8000. We got a couple of $5,000 givers out there. I just know it. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I just believe there's a couple $5,000 gifts out there, 888-291-8000. How about that thousand? But think about it. You can give that $1,000 gift, but if you give $100 a month, now that one-time $1,000 becomes $2,000.
Yes, it does. Right.
But if you give $100 a month, that becomes $3,600.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, folks. That's because we've been blessed by some donors who are putting up some matching funds. So, folks, this is a win-win. We need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. Maybe you've never called. You've known you should have. I know there's some folks out there. You're right. I should. Well, call. All right, right now, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, you can go there anytime, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. Literally, folks, souls are on the line. And you know, when you give, you really do participate in the fruits of our labors here at Catholic Answers. So when we have those pastors convert, when we have the atheist who converts, or whoever, you really are partaking in. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and you'll see. Listen to the words of St. Paul to the Philippians, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to go back to the phones and let Tim answer some questions.
Yes.
The number is 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking and you're not sure, and you can make that large gift, let me just speak to those who can make that large gift right now. It costs $225,000 every quarter to do what we do here on the air and off the air and the various things that we do. Right now, over 2 days, we now are $144,000 from that goal. So just consider that. Like between at this time tomorrow, we need to have raised about $144,000 more than we have right now.
All
so
right,
we are
folks.
A long way from it. All right. With that in mind, I'll give you the number again, 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we are going to Atlanta, Georgia. Listening on the Quest is Isidro in Atlanta, Georgia. Isidro, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, hello. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
We're happy to.
So last week I called and I was asking, like, why didn't disciples follow Jesus till his death? And basically your answer was that the disciples were thinking more of Jesus, like, in a war state of mind. Like, he's going to take over, you know, in a war state of mind. And I don't know if you remember, but so I had a follow-up question, but I guess you guys went to the commercial.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I won't do it now. I'll let you ask your question.
All right.
Hang on. We got to go to the commercial break. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Isidro.
So my follow-up question was, like, so when Jesus started his public ministry, which was at 30 years old, obviously, did he know he was going to get crucified, or?
Yes. Great question, Isidro. And yes, he did. In fact, beautiful letter. An encyclical letter written by Pope Pius XII in 1943, Mystici Corporis, in section 75, our Holy Father said that Jesus knew and loved each one of us from his mother's womb. Ho-ho! My goodness. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church in section 478 says that Christ knew and loved each one of us with a human heart, not just in his divine nature. Of course, he's omniscient, but with a human heart during his passion. Now, how can the church say that? Well, she does so because Jesus is revealed to have had the beatific vision from the moment of his conception. For example, Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 19, the Son of Man can do nothing on his own, but only that which he sees the Father doing. Right? And there's many different places. John 1, 18, John chapter 6, I want to say right around verse 32, and many other places where the scripture talks about Jesus having the sight of the Father. See, he's not just a prophet. He is, the Messiah who possesses God in the beatific vision from the womb. See, Jesus didn't need to get saved. Cy Kellett, what is the essence of eternal life or heaven? The possession of God in the beatific vision. See, Jesus had it from the time he was in the womb. Why? Because he's the Savior. If he didn't have it, he couldn't give it. Okay, that's what the church teaches. In other words, he would have needed to be saved, right? So there would have had to have been another Messiah. So the bottom line is, yes, Jesus knew he was going to be crucified. In fact, I love the way John 2, 24 and 25 says, Jesus didn't need anybody to tell him anything about anybody because he knew what was in all men. He knew all of us because of the beatific vision that he had. And there's many other texts of scriptures that we could look at, my brother. But just remember this, my friend. When Jesus asked questions like of the apostles, who do men say that I am? He wasn't asking because he didn't know. Okay? He was asking a rhetorical question, and he gets them to respond. And when Peter says, thou art the Christ, he says, blessed are you. You see, Jesus knew his full dignity from the womb. He is the Son of God made man, the Messiah, the Savior. And folks, you know what? The question from Isidro was so important. The nature of Jesus Christ. This is the central mission of the Catholic faith, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, the life, the person, the teachings of Jesus. And yet, you want to know something, folks? Millions of people who claim to be Christian don't even know who Jesus is. Because of the loss of the magisterium of the Catholic Church, you would be appalled at what's being taught in seminaries and Protestant seminaries all around the world about who Jesus is. Folks, this is just one more among many reasons why you need to call right now, because we are running out of time and we are way behind. Folks, we need your help. Can you call? See, we at Catholic Answers, we work, we refine so that we can give people answers in a few minutes. Now, of course, we could talk Christology for hours, right? But we've refined over the years ways to try to communicate a deep truth like Christ having the beatific vision in a matter of a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not everybody can do that so much, right? But this is what we do at Catholic Answers. We got guys like Joe Heschmeyer, Jimmy Akin, who's a walking encyclopedia, Carlo Broussard, the brilliant Thomas, Trent Horn. I don't know what he is, but he's amazing.
But he's something. He's something special, whatever it is.
He's amazing. You know, and look at the guests we have on this broadcast. We've had everybody from, Cardinal Burke to all sorts of cardinals, the late Cardinal Pell, archbishops, bishops, theologians, the best in the world. This is who we have on Catholic Answers to bring Jesus Christ to the world, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. And folks, you're not going to get this on television, CNN anyway, or popular television. Thank God for EWTN television. But folks, radio is what God has given us to reach the masses, but we need your help right now because we've got 20 minutes left. We're not even close. We need you to give that $5,000 gift right now. The one that was thinking, that's right, 888-291-8000. 5,000. Give that $5,000 gift. We've got somebody that can give 10,000. How about that $20,000 gift, my friend? That will go a long way toward helping us to make the ultimate goal. If you can do that now at 888-291-8000. Those $1,000 gifts, folks, they're huge because they become 3,000. That $25 a month gift, there's a lot of you that can do that right now. And that becomes $900. Can you call 888-291-8000? That's 888-291-8000. Remember, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
Catholic Answers is an apostolate devoted entirely to explaining and defending the Catholic Church. This radio show is one of the primary ways we do that. But as you heard when Chris Check was on, we send out a magazine to thousands and thousands of people. We are on the internet. We're on the apps. We're on the various websites around the world, radio networks, satellite radio. I probably could name our own website. And what does that do? Well, it's kind of an all fronts strategy. That's it. We're going to be wherever we can be, that we can afford to be, in order to share the good news with people. And we need partners to do that. And we have many, many lovely, wonderful partners. We're extremely grateful for them. Could you become a partner of Catholic Answers in doing this work? We don't own radio towers. We don't own TV stations. We make content for other people to use. You know what the radio stations pay for this show? Nothing.
Amen.
Or anyone else who uses it. We'll give it to anybody. You want to broadcast it where you are, we'll give it to you for free. And we'll probably make other stuff for you if you ask us. And we do that for lots of people. And the reason for that is that, for one, we know that the good people at the various radio networks and at EWTN, they're doing their job and you're supporting them. And we got to do our part and make that media that can be used. And that's what you're supporting when you support us. Please pick up the line and call right now. We have 16 of our colleagues waiting to take your calls. Seven of them just sitting and waiting right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Our great hope is that in about 10 minutes when we're wrapping up this show, the lines will get really, really busy.
I'm getting nervous.
Don't wait for that. Call now so that we can.
Man.
There'll be one more line free if you call now at the end of the show. We got such a long way to go, but we have done it before. Tim and I have literally, I believe literally, not figuratively, seen miracles. I mean,
yes,
we met an hourly match one time when the phones weren't working. None of us know how it happened. We still to this day don't know what happened.
Yep.
I know what happened. Jesus helped us out. And with your help, we'll get there. 888-291-8000. Let's get Tim another question.
Amen.
Because it's fun talking with people. Canada, I've been calling a lot today. It's great to have all of these Canadians. Rob in Nova Scotia, Canada, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Rob, thank you for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, Tim. I'm a former Protestant in the process of becoming a Catholic.
Praise God, brother.
I started the RCIA program.
Wonderful.
Yet, but it's expected to start probably next week. My question is on Trinity, and particularly Aquinas' explanation of Trinity in terms of knowing.
Yes.
The problem I've always had is with his explanation of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And he concludes his exposition with the assertion that the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, is the love or the knowing that unites the other two. So the problem I see here...
Not the knowing, but the willing.
Okay.
Yeah, the willing.
The problem I see here is that the love and the willing that is the Holy Spirit is clearly not a person in the same way that the lover who is the Father and the beloved who is the Son are persons. Now, how would you address that difference?
Right.
What would be your...
Right. Okay, I think we just lost you, brother.
Okay, he's still on the line, but something clicked. Okay. But go ahead.
Well, here's the key. First of all, we should start with the revelation that, and of course, St. Thomas Aquinas always, and good Catholic theologians, and the Magisterium of the Church begins with the revelation we have received, right? Why do we believe the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are persons? It's revealed in sacred scripture, first and foremost, as well as in sacred tradition as interpreted by the Magisterium. You see it, for example, as you know, the Father and the Son, clearly persons, right? No doubt. But it when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you equally see, for example, in Hebrews 10:14, by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." And he begins to quote there Jeremiah 31:31-34. But notice he's quoting and saying, I, the Holy Spirit, is revealed to be God. And we see it, we don't have time, but John 16:7, John 16:13, right? That where the Holy Spirit is a he's God and such. So we see this in Revelation. Now, the analogy, and that's the only way we can know God, is by analogy, because he's infinitely beyond us. We can see, and Thomas is drawing on that analogy of St. Augustine as well, that the if you remember, God is just as a human being. We have three relationally distinct realities, right? Our being, our knowing, and our willing. Well, in God, there would be three relationally distinct realities as well, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. His being, his knowing, his willing. And the being, by analogy, is related to the Father. The knowing, which you brought out here, the Word, right? He's revealed as the eternal Word. He's the Word of the Father, the knowing. The Holy Spirit is the willing, the being, the knowing, and the willing, the three relationally distinct realities, just as Cy Kellen and I have, our being, our knowing, and our willing. They're really distinct because I know that I will to know what I don't know. And I know I was before I knew anything, you know, in my mama's womb. So they're really distinct realities, but they subsist in one being. Well, in God, being, Father, knowing, Son, willing, the Holy Spirit. And so that's what Thomas is getting at, that willing. But see, once we get, you know, the analogy can only go so far, because the analogy, you know, has to give way to the mystery. It'll take us so far. But think of it this way. The being, the knowing, and willing are so absolutely infinite in God that they are three distinct persons subsisting in one being. All right, I wish we had more time, but folks, let me tell you, this is what we do at Catholic Answers. And by the way, brother, if you want some more information on that, go to Catholic.com. In fact, I wrote an article at Catholic Answers on the Trinity. Just type in Tim Staples Trinity and you'll see my article where I go into a lot more detail on this. But folks, this is priceless. This is why you need to give right now, because we're not there. Folks, we are not there. We're not even at the match. We need you to call right now at 888-291-8000. And in these last 11 minutes, we need some big gifts. Can I beg you a little bit? If picture this, those of you that aren't watching, I'm on one knee. Okay, because I am.
All right, Tim, we got it.
888-291-8000. Folks, we need some folks to come through right now. We need that $10,000 gift. We need that $5,000 gift. We need those $1,000 gifts right now. Maybe there's a $500 gift out there, and we need some monthly donors quick at 888-291-8000. Folks, we've got 12 open lines. Let's not be the one that doesn't make the hour match here, okay? Let's not let this hour be that hour. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. Darren, you're going to have to tell us how many are on the phone lines because the computer screen is not telling us here anymore. But we do need to fill up the lines here at the end. Let me tell you where we are right now. We're 100. This is a lot, actually. $124,000 away from being fully funded. $124,000. So
that's not helping me, son.
No, but I'm just saying. often in a 3-day pledge drive, you can raise about half the money you need to raise on the last day. I don't know why that's – well, I do know why, because everybody's like me. Put it off till the last day. But so you can raise about half the money you need to raise on the last day. So if we could do – and I know this is a big ask. In the next 10 minutes, $2,000 a minute, we'll be halfway to being fully funded tomorrow. That will give us a great start on the day. To do $2,000 – oh, look at that.
Oh, it's back on.
Tina in Long Beach just gave another $2,500. Tina, thank you very much. She did that earlier. God bless you, Tina.
Are you kidding me?
That's the spirit.
Tina gave $2,500 and she gave another –
she did it earlier.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you.
Unless there's two of her in maybe she's – no, twins don't have the same name. That was not going to work out what I was about to say. So let me tell you, we got to do $2,000 a minute. So Tina just covered that one. If we do that, you know, if we $18,000 now in the between now and the top of the hour, we'll be halfway there, and maybe we'll be able to do it tomorrow. It's been a while since we have been fully funded at the end of a pledge drive. And it would be wonderful if we were able to do it. We know times are tough. We're not we know it. But we also know that there are those who are especially blessed and can do extraordinary things, can pick up the phone, as Tina just did, and make a $2,500, maybe a $1,500 or a $1,000 gift, or maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 gift.
If we can get that $20,000 gift, folks, that will launch us into tomorrow looking good. Can you do that at 888-291-8000? And I know we've got a $5,000, another one. Not just Tina, somebody else.
But man, God bless Tina. Thanks.
God
really
bless
helped.
Tina.
I mean, as we've been saying, and we just try to tell you the facts here, lots of folks have taken us up on the recurring pledge thing. You know, lots of those. And we're not kidding. This is the lifeblood of Catholic Answers, that $25, $20, $45 a month pledge. Yep. But in order to make our goal, which is to be fully funded, we also need those one-time gifts that some people can do. And we know that it's a rare person, but it's not an impossible thing for some folks to pick up the phone and make that $5,000 gift or $2,500 or $1,000 gift. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
And Si, they can keep calling, right? Because we're about to go off the air, at 55?
Yeah, we'll be off the air completely at 55, but you can call to the top of the hour or even beyond. As long as the phones are ringing, they'll answer them.
So please remember that. Keep calling after we go off the air. Now, we've got 9 open lines right now at 888-291-8000, because I'm telling you, I want us to take this thing beyond, and let's push toward tomorrow. Let's push toward that ultimate goal, my friends, because we're not only going to make the match, but we're gonna get started on tomorrow. Is that a good way to say it?
That is. That's what we need to do. Yeah,
let's do it. 888-291-8000. Call in, and folks, I've been pushing, and we're pushing for those $5,000, $10,000, $1,000 gifts. But please don't stop calling and give that one-time $25 gift. We need that too, and we've got
plenty of people on the line.
That's right. We've got 10 open lines. So call in with that $10 one-time gift, as well as the $10 a month, the $25 a month, the $50 a month, or the one-time $50 gift, the one-time $100 gift. Folks, it's all of us together. We are the body of Christ, and we're living in a time of such darkness. There has never been a more important time for the gospel. Of course, every time is important for the gospel, but there's never been a more important time than right now for the clarity that we have as the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, the clarity to be proclaimed to the world for the salvation of souls. Right now, folks, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000.
Tim will be back. Joe will be here tomorrow. We'll do open forum tomorrow. If you're listening overnight, thousands of people do listen overnight in the various ways you can listen to this show overnight. If you're listening over the night around the world, in Australia or Philippines or in
Keep calling,
Africa
folks.
Or Europe, You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Give safe and secure online. And we'll have a good start for tomorrow. If we can get halfway to fully funded tomorrow, I think we got a chance.
Keep calling. Keep calling.
Dial that number now. They're ready to pick up the line. There are...
Seven open lines.
888-291-8000. Let's make it six. Come on. Make it six.
Love you guys. God bless you.
8000. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.